Hello, I'm DBA Lehane, and I'm reading one of my short stories called The Bank Job.
You'd think a bank that makes as much profit as this one does would be able to afford better staff, wouldn't you?
Grumbled George as they waited patiently in line for a cashier to become free.
I reckon the bloody morons who work in McDonald's next door are quicker than this lot.
Shh, keep your voice down, George, whispered Eileen as one of the cashiers looked up and glared in their general direction. I think he's just heard you.
I bloody well doubt it, George continued. Since when did banks ever listen to customers like us? Selective bloody hearing, the lot of them. In fact, I'd even say there's more bloody wankers in this bank than there is down the local sperm bank.
George, snapped Eileen, blushing further. Don't be so ribald.
Eileen hated going out in public with her husband. The older George got, the grouchier and more belligerent he became. If it wasn't bank clerks he was harassing and insulting, it would be traffic wardens or council workers. Nothing was ever good enough or quick enough for George. Now that he'd recently retired, there was no escape for Eileen from his constant grumbling at all. She had even started fantasising about murdering him just to get some peace and quiet. But who was she fooling? She would even mess that up. Just like George always said, she was bloody useless at everything.
OK, give me all your cash and no one gets hurt.
The shouting startled Eileen from her daydream, and she looked up to see an aggressive, middle-aged man pointing a sawn-off shotgun at the male cashier who had glared at George only moments earlier. Another man, younger and more agitated, was pointing a shotgun at the queue of customers.
No one move! Anyone moves and I'll shoot your fucking heads off! You hear me?
A young woman in the queue began to weep.
Can't you see you're upsetting people? Snapped George, stepping forward. This is a bloody outrage!
Shut up, you old codger. Take one more step and I'll blow your cunting brains out, shouted the younger man, pointing the gun at George.
Eileen found herself almost willing George to say something more, but the gun waving in his face suddenly had a quietening effect on him.
OK, I've got the cash, shouted the older robber, turning round. Let's get out of here.
The younger one turned to a trembling man in the queue.
Did you see us rob this bank?
The man looked confused.
Yes, of course I did.
Wrong fucking answer.
The shotgun fired, blowing the man's head clean off. Someone screamed and then Eileen found the barrel being waved in her face.
Did you see us rob this bank, old lady?
She shook her head nervously.
No, but...
But what?
Snarled the younger robber, his finger quivering on the trigger.
Shut up, Eileen, snapped George. Have you lost your bloody mind?
A twisted smile spread over her face.
No, but my husband here did.